경치. Wakes up the deep sleepers one by one. 6 through 6 strings. Hello, I'm Song Ha-jin of Saint Music. Kyung meaning surprising and chip meaning hiding. Kyung chip. It's already the third season of spring. 경칩 means that everything is dynamic, new life is hatching up, and animals hibernating. After 경칩, weather gets warm and sprouts come out. In Korean, it means that frogs wake up from eggs. Like this, it points to certain animals, but it is more appropriate to see it as a time when all kinds of leaves wake up. After the previous season, Usu and Gyeongchip, the Daedong River, Korean River's water is released. So you can feel the perfect spring. It is also known as the beginning of early spring in Korea. But actually, early March is still a period of cold weather. There are many times when the cold, which is also called 꽃샘추위, meaning the last cold comes. So someone says that all the frogs that woke up would freeze to death. 꽃샘추위 is named because it is jealous of flowers blooming. It is said to be a phenomenon that is prominent in Korea among East Asian countries. It appears around March-April, but it seems difficult to predict because it occurs irregularly every year. But what's certain is that from today, we are closer to what we think of as the spring weather, since it's March. The point of this season's selection is movement of life. There are movements in all music, but among them, I thought there were pieces that fit well with keywords such as wake up, joying, and growing up. And I chose pieces that you can feel the warm energy of a spring day. The first piece you'll hear is Prelude No. 2 E Major by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Please enjoy the performance of the guitarist Kyuhee Park. Thank you. It was Prelude No. 2, E Major, by Eitor Villalobos, played by the guitarist Kyuhee Park. Not long ago, I went to Kyuhee Park's concert at the Farandol Cafe in Incheon, South Korea, and she played this piece. The album you just heard is The Live, released in 2023. She played a lot of Villalobos' pieces at the last International Guitar Masters in Korea. And it's a piece she plays often enough to have pieces on her personal YouTube channel. I got the impression that something was stretching and waking up in the first starting melody of this piece. The sounds are soft and very warm, so I thought it would be good as the first piece. Villalobos is a Brazilian composer, conductor, cellist, and guitarist who is described as the most important creative figure in Brazilian art music in the 20th century. And now he has a position as a composer that is indispensable throughout all of South America. There aren't as many guitar pieces as you might think, as opposed to the 2,000 pieces he left behind in his life, but all of his guitar works have become very important guitars in modern times. This proves that his influence was enormous in the society of guitar. Villalobos Prelude was written in 1940 and premiered 2 years later by Abel Carlevaro in Montevideo, Uruguay. There's a subtitle, Capaduccio, in Prelude No. 2. That's called the name of the villain in the Rio de Janeiro Carnival. There's also the fierce part in the middle. The sound is very loud, rough, and fast. That part describes berimbau, an African Angola musical instrument. If you open the true background story of this piece's composition, there are things that are different from the first impression I felt. I think you can feel the soft and calm parts more like that, only when you have these contrasting aspects. The second piece you're gonna listen to is Caboclinho by Gilermando Reis. Let's listen to Salvatore Fortunato's album. Thank you. Today's performance was taken from guitarist Salvatore Fortunato's His Guitar Music record. Surprisingly, the album consists solely of His music, and each one of them is vividly interpreted with a variety of expressive power. Guilhermando Reis was a Brazilian musician, guitarist, and music teacher. He was a prominent teacher, and he has a pupil who is a daughter of Juscelino Kubitschek, an important Brazilian politician and president, and was also a teacher of jazz musician Bola Sete and guitarist Nicanor Teixeira. His 23 LP records can still be found on some streaming sites, not only solo albums but also those left together with the singer Francisco Petrinho. Caboclinho is the name of a bird in the family Sparrow, which lives in the Amazon estuary, eastern Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Suriname. I'd like to show you image, but you know, podcasts are audio only, so I'll just describe it. The male has cinnamon fur and black head, wings, and tail, which is about 10 centimeters long and has a brown color. The female also has a green olive head and a yellow-white belly. I think it's just cute and chubby when you look at it. I hope you can think of this friend while listening to it. If you have a time, listen to other tracks on the same album. I didn't know much about a musician named Reis, but I got to know a lot of pieces thanks to this album. There are so many good pieces such as Uma Valse, Dois Amores, Rodo Abayana, and Se Ela Perguntar. The third is João Pernambuco's Som de Carilhões, The Sounds of Bell. Enjoy the arrangement and performance of guitarist Flavio Apro. Thank you. you appreciate Juan Pernambuco's Son de Carlos, The Sound of the Bells, arranged by guitarist Flavio Apro. Don't you feel like you are reminded of the countryside or some pastoral things? It reminds me of a peaceful and lively spring day. Son de Carlos is a representative piece that has inspired and been performed by so many South American musicians and was written by Brazilian composer João Pernambuco. Many guitar lovers in Korea are probably familiar with the score in Carcassi Books, is a guitar lesson book, very common things in Korea. João Pernambuco was born to Caetés' Aboriginal mother and Portuguese father, who already played the guitar when he was 12 and was taught the guitar by a singer guitarist in town. Since then, he had mastered musical instruments by himself and had long exchanged with popular musicians, and I think he was able to embody the popular music genre choro, which was born in Brazil in the 19th century. Although the word carillos has been translated as a bells, but it's actually a word that has many another meanings. Pernambuco mentioned that it means a kind of carriage drawn by a bull in the countryside of Brazil. His inspiration, it is said, came from the sounds of a carriage's wooden wheels clattering on a steel shaft on a land route. Each person has a different tempo to play this song, and according to this information, it's important to note that you have to go a little more leisurely, but very regularly and rhythmically. Now, the pieces are played in a wide variety of versions. There's no same version of the songs I've searched for. Today, I brought a version of Flavio Apro. I was able to bring this music version because he is a real Brazilian researcher who is recognized in the field of musical performance. He graduated from university in São Paulo in Brazil and earned a master's and doctorate degrees from the University of São Paulo and inherited the Targa Segovia style as a disciple of Adolfina Raitin in Argentina. Based on this in-depth foundation, he made this the Brazilian guitar album containing this piece. And I think it's a very good album with various Brazilian music. The next piece is Euclidica, Tonada Aquecada by Javier Contreras. And we're gonna play José Antonio Escobar's performance. Thank you. Javier Contreras, guitarist composer. He is, I just got to know a few months ago. Born in Patagonia, Chile, he is one of the leading composers of this generation. He stands out in other compositions, including the Boston Guitar Fest Composition Competition, the Lyskol Music Foundation Concours, and the Miguel Llobet Composition Competition. Although it is said that he learned music mainly by himself, there were two people who greatly influenced him musically. One is his father, Manuel Contreras, and the other one is today's main performer, José Antonio Escobar. He is a guitarist born in Santiago, Chile, who, as I mentioned earlier, was a big influence on the composer. Now working with Contreras on a number of projects by forming the Duo Sudamericano. It means South American duo. Yeah. He has a great interest in old music and has always enjoyed performing contemporary compositions. So he's been working on Angelo Gilardino, Clarice Assad, Javier Farias, some etc., and Contreras. And he's been recording albums. Contreras' music contains rhythmic features of Chilean guitar music. To explain the title of today's piece, Tonada talks about the folk music style that spans Spain and parts of South America. And you can simply feel it as a word for piece or song. Acuecada is a Chilean folk dance style called cueca, which is believed to have influenced the piece as a whole. Since the guitar is both a string instrument and a musical instrument that possesses the characteristics of percussion instrument, I think it shines particularly when it brings out the characteristic of these dance songs. Aren't you curious why I chose this song? When I listened to it, I felt something real inside me. To borrow a listener's expression, I think the process of turning a bird into a tree will appear in a scene that was quickly turned into. After hearing that, I chose it without hesitation. The next piece you'll hear is Robert Schumann's Scenes of Childhood, number 1, 2, 5, and 7. Enjoy the arrangement and performance of guitarist Joan Smith. Thank you. you heard Robert Schumann's Sense of Childhood, number 1, 2, 5, and 7, in arrangement and performance by guitarist John Smith. It is a piano piece. In 1838, he composed 30 piano pieces to remember his childhood in his late 20s. Among them, certain pieces are selected from piano pieces. You may be most familiar with Troy Merai, it means dreaming. Number 1 is of foreign lands and people. 2 is a curious story. And 5 is happiness or happy enough. The titles of number 1 to 5 you heard today are like this. Troy Merai is mainly an arrangement of Tarega, which people are familiar with, but it is still a piece that's not very close to Schumann's series to classical guitarists. But here is a guitar arrangement of this whole series of Sins of Childhood. It's today's performer, John Smith. Born in Geneva, Switzerland, in 1990, he won numerous international competitions, including the 2019 GFA Guitar Foundation of America competition, and has been active in contemporary music, premiering works by several contemporary composers with a special interest in these contemporary stuffs. But one interesting thing is that he's a metal band musician at the same time as a classical guitarist, forming an extreme metal band called Stortrek. He is also a composer, performer, and graphic designer, and has been on tour around the world since 2005, releasing 5 albums. He released an album in last July under the name Children's Corner, which was so touching to me when I first met him. There are all kinds of children's themed series of the music in it. Included in this collection are Debussy's Children's Corner, Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 16, Facile, Granados' Cuentos de la Juventud, and Schubert's The Devil. From the selection of these pieces, you can see the composition of his album, and surprisingly, he is the arranger of all these pieces. Starting with this album, I think these works can be performed by many guitarists. The last piece you'll hear is Johann Sebastian Bach, Well-Tempered Clavier, Prelude and Fuga, No. 17. It's A flat major. Ida Presti and Alexandre Lagoya's guitar duo. Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier is so famous that I wonder if I have to explain it. With the emergence of the temperature, in which all 12 semitones are tuned in equal intervals, there is a huge change in keyboard music. You can play all the pieces of music without having to adjust the pitch of the keys. This sounds obvious now, but it would have been a huge revolution at the time. So Bach is composing preludes and fugues in 12 major and 12 minor key, a total of 24 keys pieces. And the music I brought today is A flat, the 17th of them. Ida Presti, the guitarist I introduced to you, Ipchun episode, do you remember? I really liked the albums that she and her husband Alexandre Lagoya played together, and I especially like this version of Well-Tempered Clavier on two guitars. I told you that Gyeongchib is a time when everything is moving, And I think the spring vibrancy felt in Prelude, and the four life's conversations felt in Bach's four-voice fuga are good music to express an image of Gyeongchib. Now, let's end by listening to Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier No. 17, A-flat major, with guitar duo performance by Ida Presti and Alexander Lagoya. Oh, the next episode is Chumbun, Spring Equinox in Korea. It's Wednesday, March 20, and this podcast will be uploaded to YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, along with the 24 Seasons playlist on YouTube, so I hope you'll find it a lot. Then let's meet in Chunbun episode, the Spring Equinox. Have a warm day, and bye bye. 안녕.